Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. Sorry that we're late today. Had a computer crash right as we're about to go live. That's always fun. And Facebook, since we were late by 5-10 minutes, decided to delete our stream. So we had to recreate that. And as it is, it has the wrong text in it. So I'm going to edit that as we get started. But yes, we are live. 2-hour show today. Joe's probably only going to be able to stick around for the first hour.
You know why?
But no, I don't know why.
I got a Reg A to finish.
Okay.
I got to get this stuff done for us building a M&A and a company that will have an end-to-end solution in technology. And I got some great meetings scheduled for today and tomorrow, and we're going to go forward with it. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely terrific. And no, just to answer the question that came up here, we don't use Amazon. So we don't use Amazon for anything. We actually got off the cloud and have our own colos and own redundancy because we did not want to be beholden to them, right? We also don't use e-commerce platforms that are owned by big tech. And, you know, we saw a lot of this stuff coming down the road earlier. So it's good stuff. Yeah. And thank you for all those people that send emails. It's great.
Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to reset my screen to see if I could have my noise canceling up, but computer's not letting me do that. So we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to basically cover impeachment. So for the first hour while Joe's here, we'll talk about impeachment, what the left is apparently planning to do tomorrow, how they say that they have Republican votes, how they'll probably need Republican votes this time around to push it through, and just how idiotic it is. Joe, what do you think about the impeachment articles that they just filed today?
I think it's absolutely absurd. I think that this is all built on a hate. And that's the thing that we need to understand, is that no one can support basically a storming of the Capitol. You can't support it. You can't. You can't support it because we're not there yet. And I say yet because I hope we never get there, right? I hope that this balance of power issue that we have in the government, which actually isn't in the government, now it's in big tech. Big tech is actually telling us what we can and cannot hear, can and cannot see. So you can't tell me that there's not foreign interference, by the way, in an election, and having interference in the election, it was fair and free election, when you have what's happened with the media and the companies going, basically violating the RICO Act. But the articles of impeachment, that's their way of just, that's how much hate and evil they represent. These are godless people. These are people that literally do not stand for anything other than their selfish desires. I mean, it's disgusting, Max. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And people are coming out saying, hey, look, we have to go after all conservatives because of a couple dozen people that went into the Capitol. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to just talk about logic, right? You have Michelle Obama that comes out and says it's mostly peaceful protests while buildings burning behind them, or some person lost their business, can't feed their family, right? Had to move and have lost everything that they have, right? And by the way, insurance companies aren't paying for that. So mostly peaceful protests for BLM and Antifa. Mostly peaceful protests as they're destroying lives. 135 people were killed. Police officers being shot in the back of the head at point blank range. All of that's okay. Nobody comes out and speaks out against that terrorism, right? But a couple dozen people, which by the way, now we're finding out things like that
we can't say their intentions. We can't say that.
Yeah, you can't. Look at what we're dealing with. I mean, guys, people that are listening, look at what we're dealing with. We can't even talk about truth. They could take us down for talking about truth, for facts, for things that were absolutely uncovered, that absolutely happened. But for a couple dozen people that decided to have bad behavior, well, by the way, videos are coming out of people saying, no, what are you guys doing? Get back.
Yeah.
Right? Get back. What are you doing? Where you have people that questionable intentions, and again, I have to be careful what I say now. I can't say things. What country are we in? What country are we in where they can take down Parler and do the things that they're doing in our country, and big tech can come together and collaborate to have the balance of power to basically silence people? I mean, come on, people. And now they want to impeach a president 10 days before he leaves office. You know why they want to impeach him? Because they fear him. And they fear our Constitution. And they fear the American people. That's why. We are in the middle.
You don't cut someone's tongue out because they're lying. You cut someone's tongue out because you're afraid of what they're about to say.
100%.
This is the craziness of this. That we're being told that Joe Biden won with 81 million votes. Right.
Yeah.
And in the next breath, they're saying that they frantically need to stop Donald Trump from running in 2024.
You know why? Because we're that circle. Right, Max, because we're going to get rid of Dominion. Dominion can't be in every state. It's got to go.
It's not that we can't say that, but we shouldn't say that.
I can have an opinion that says, listen, they cannot be. I mean, this is the whole thing. We gotta stop what we're actually talking about at every turn and say, can we say it? Can we not say it? Can I inform the people that are listening about this? Can I talk about this? How about in the impeachment? Can we say that we're actually against it? Can we say we're actually for it? Look, we had somebody that worked, that was Chinese, right? That literally was stuck there. And so we just asked how it's going, right? How's the lockdown going over there? We had to change his name and fade his face in order to have a conversation with him because of fear. I have pictures of the shredding truck down in Georgia.
We can't talk about that. We will get taken off the air. We've already said everything we need to say about that. It's not fear. It's just until we have everything completely worked out where we can broadcast without worrying about anyone taking us down, we just can't rehash it. We will get taken down if we mention that. We will get fact-checked, taken down. It'll be done.
Max is right. Do not yell at Max. He's right. My stream of consciousness is not good right now. But I'm going to tell you guys that I'm going to say it at the beginning, right? That God is at the wheel, right? God is at the wheel. God is at the wheel. He is involved in all of this. Faith and action. Those are the two things that we have to actually participate in, right? And when we talk about truth, do we have to be careful? Is there fear? Yeah, is there fear of not being able to talk to you in truth? That's why, by the way, text 89517, right? Freedom to 89517. So text freedom, FREEDOM, don't leave an E out, please, to 89517, okay? And let us talk to you. I mean, there's a lot more that we have that we're building on right now, right? But this idea that we came up with yesterday, and by the way, I don't know who came up with it. I don't know who came up with it on the thing about an IPO, but it's brilliant. And so I've been having meetings with people and they're like, that's brilliant. And Joe, you've done it before. You've built something from scratch. And I was like, but we don't have to. We already have a colo, right? We already have technology, right? But we need a phone with an app store that can't, I mean, we've got to start building end-to-end solutions and say, we don't need an Apple phone. We don't need an Apple computer. We don't need it. And people are like, I just learned to use Apple. Or I love my Apple. We can hire really smart people.
And listen, we're going to have to do our own creation of different things. We're also going to have to find vendors that can work with us where we're not going to fear being taken down. And this is a great segue to tell everyone that we are on DLive now, DLive.tv/conservative daily. We're streaming there live right now. So when YouTube gets taken down, when Facebook gets taken down, which it will, it's a matter of when, not if, we'll keep going to different vendors. Because there's going to be things we can build, things we can't build. But what's obvious in DC is that this impeachment, as we said yesterday, is a stand-in. They are impeaching Trump again because they haven't figured out a way to get to you yet. I want to play a clip of what happened yesterday in the United States Congress. They tried to basically push a resolution demanding that Donald Trump be removed from office under the 25th Amendment by unanimous consent. So the way unanimous consent works is, if they want to push something without going through the proper process, they have to have unanimous consent. If even one person objects, then they can't push it through without going through the committee process. This is what happened yesterday. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Maryland seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the Committee on the Judiciary be discharged from further consideration of H. Res. 21 and ask for its immediate consideration in the House.
Clerk will report the title of the resolution.
House Resolution 21, resolution calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
For what purpose does the gentleman from West Virginia rise?
I object.
Objection is heard. Pursuant to Section 5A1B of the House Resolution 8, the House stands adjourned to 9 a.m. tomorrow.
So, lots of technicalities, lots of bureaucratic technicalities, how the House rules work. Ms. Brewster, go ahead and put up my screen. This is Representative Alex Mooney, West Virginia Congressman. He's the one who stood up and objected yesterday. If he hadn't, and no one else had, which a lot of times they try and push these things through, hoping that no Republicans will actually show up. If he hadn't done it, they would have been able to pass this resolution calling on President Trump to be removed by the 25th Amendment. So just want to give him props. Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia did the right thing yesterday, stood up. And as a result now, we got to take that down. As a result now, they're moving forward with impeachment. That was their threat. If you don't let us pass this resolution, we're moving forward with impeachment. So now the impeachment articles have been, well, it's actually just one article. It's actually just one article that's been introduced.
But here's the problem, Max. Here's the problem. It opens everything up for President Trump to actually be able to tell the American people what happened. They have no idea what they've just done. They've overplayed their hand big time. I mean, he gets an opportunity to present evidence. He gets an opportunity to talk to the American people.
That's one way of looking at it.
And you're talking about, and I don't think he's afraid of it at all. And here's the issue is you're disenfranchising 75 million real people in this country. I don't think the left understands that you're disenfranchising people in this country right now. You're disenfranchising people in this country that's 75 million real people. We know those people really voted. Imagine the families tied to those people. Imagine the families. On the conservative side, most conservatives have, I'm just going to talk about math. Liberals have husband, wife, maybe a kid, right? I think it's 2.3. On the conservative side, it's like 3.8. So we have 300 million people in the world, that voted. 300 million people, sorry. 300 million people in the U.S., right?
320 some odd.
If you use that math, you're talking about disenfranchising 245 million people in this country. I'm sorry, 213 million people in this country. 3.8.
You lost me.
I'm doing the math on the average household of a conservative household versus the average household of a liberal household. And that's even giving them the benefit of the doubt that two of the people that are in household voted. Same people, two people. I was doing simple math. 67% of the people actually voted. And if you just look at the number of people that are actually conservative that didn't vote, I was doing math. I'm a math guy, right? What I'm saying is that we're not talking about what they're talking about right now by going after and censoring free speech is that they're doing that to 70 to 75% of our country. I mean, think about that. 75% of the country.
And the other percent likes it.
The minority is ruling the majority. Right? This is what's called mob rule. This is what we're dealing with. And they want to say that, you know, I care about what, you know, a Kyle Clark or one of these guys, I don't care what they say, right? They have weaponized and created a balance of power inside of technology. And we're going to take it back. That's why they're afraid of me, right? That's why they're afraid of Parler, right? Because if you remember going back 7 months ago, and I know we're talking about impeachment, if you go back 7 months ago, they said, hey, if you don't like the fact that we have fact checkers and everything, go build your own site. So they're like, hello. Farley's like, hi, we're over here. Come on over. MeWe's like, we're over here. Gab's like, whoa, hey, we're over here. Right? And so they did. And then what the big tech came to do is says, oh, now we're afraid. People are going to walk away from our stock. They're going to walk away from supporting us. And then we've lost our power. There's much more to it. This impeachment is all about disenfranchising 75% of the United States. Think about that.
So let's play a clip of Nancy Pelosi explaining why she wants to do impeachment. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
In calling for this
seditious act,
the president has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this president by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment. If the Vice President and the Cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment. That is the overwhelming sentiment of my caucus. And the American people, by the way.
Bull. That's a lie.
Justice will be done to those who carried out these acts, which were acts of sedition and acts of cowardice. To those whose purpose was to deter our responsibility, you have failed.
So, lots to unpack there. It's not sedition, right? It's not...
They use any word they want. They use racism, yeah. But they're racist. They're racist. The left represents, the far left represents a bunch of racist, pedophile rapists. And you know what? If they're not actually the ones doing it, they're complicit in the behavior because they line up behind these people. Weinstein, Epstein. I mean, we can go down Clinton. We can go down the line. It pisses me off. It absolutely pisses me off. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what we're dealing with. Unbelievable.
What's gonna set this impeachment apart from the last one is that while Republicans, for the most part, held strong, there was one Republican who left the Republican Party to go and vote with the Democrats in the House, and then you had Mitt Romney in the Senate. Other than that, Republicans stood together. What's going to really characterize this next impeachment effort is that Republicans are jumping ship because they truly believe that they can outlast Donald Trump, that they can stab him in the back, that they can do this, stab the voters in the back and get away with it. Go ahead and let's play this clip. This is from Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska talking about how Trump has done wicked things and deserves to be impeached. Let's play cut three.
And so the House, if they come together and have a process, I will definitely consider whatever articles they might move, because as I've told you, I believe the president has disregarded his oath of office. He swore an oath to the American people to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. He acted against that. What he did was wicked.
What?
What he did was wicked. What he did was wicked. Now,
What did he do?
I don't know exactly.
All right. So let me say this. I would not have. I want to be careful how I say it, right? And sorry for the pause, but there's a powder keg, right? There's people in that powder keg. There's people that are just, that feel a lack of hope. So by having this rally in DC, it released some of that pressure, right? Now, I personally think that it was a powder keg that you can't control. You can't control the actions of people. We talked about this before. Like, I mean, I love the fact that we had a rally, but I don't love the fact of what that rally led to, right? Because you knew that bad actors were going to step to the front. You knew it. You knew that there were going to be bad actors that show up. This is the same thing that I say when somebody asked me if I would actually go do a protest in front of the Governor Polis's house in Colorado. Hey, let's go put a protest in front of his house. I was like, I won't be a part of that. I think people are at that point where they're...
You thought the rally was a bad idea?
No, I don't think the rally was a bad idea. I think that the implications of what could happen, what could go wrong at the rally, right? I saw those things happening, right? I don't think the rally was a bad idea at all. But I think that the bad actors, I think that we knew that the media was going to create a situation like they created. They have created the narrative and they have controlled the narrative to this point in every place because they have that balance of power in media and big tech. So they're saying that what President Trump did was evil and wicked. They're evil and wicked. This is what sociopaths do. This is what sociopaths do. They sell you a story, right? That they say that you're going to have to bite off on. But as you get deeper into that story, you start to realize that, look, you know you're on the right side of history when they start off the conversation with God does not exist. When they start off the conversation with, I want to save trees but kill babies. When they start off the conversation with, hey, listen, you know, white people are racist. You know that you're on the right side when you're against that, right? And by the way, Max, through this entire process, they are suppressing the voice of blacks, Latinos, Asians, people that are standing up. Bryson Gray, right? I mean, he stands up all the time. They literally suppressed his voice on Instagram. He's got 5 million people to follow him. They suppressed it. Nobody can hear the fact that you're standing up for President Trump. Nobody can hear that, right? And then President Trump comes out and says, listen, we're the party of law and order. He actually said that. But nowhere in the media have they even said that.
Well, it's even more important than that. Mr. Producer, we've played this a couple times on the show. Let's play it again because people seem to not get it. Go ahead and play cut 7. This is what Trump actually said. Cut 7.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our election.
Hey,
so
you notice,
peacefully.
You notice
say
that,
again, peacefully.
You notice a couple of haters that are here that gave us a thumbs down on the. I was waiting for it. We had one before. So, you know, I can't tell you who it is, but everybody can guess who it is, right? But the two people, as soon as he started coming on and talking about peaceful protest, they went ahead and hit that little down deal. Yeah. They don't like us because they don't like truth. Guys, this is a fight between truth and lies, and they are liars. They are liars. The left is filled with liars. That's all they do is lie. They lie every day about everything. Oh, my gosh. I thought I went down. My screen went dark.
So the second hour, if Joe can stay with us, he'll stay. If he can't, he'll go. And I'm going to do a breakdown of the actual legal constitutional analysis of whether what Donald Trump said even constitutes inciting a riot, because that's an important part. So we'll get to that in the second hour.
Yeah.
But it's just insane to me that Ben Sasse would sit there and say what Donald Trump did was wicked when we just watched the clip. And Trump said, go and peacefully protest. The fact that a few dozen people forced their way into the Capitol doesn't change what Donald Trump said. And they've done this throughout his entire presidency. One, they've never given him the benefit of the doubt, not once. Two, they've allowed their own confirmation biases to inject their own bias in between the lines of what he says. They say, oh, well, he didn't tell them to storm, but he basically did a wink, wink, storm the Capitol. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the law works. That's not how the Constitution works.
Look, Sasse, along with others that basically are cowards and don't represent the people. And guys, listen, there are some really good leaders. I'm going to say this, and you're going to be mad at me for saying this, but there are some really good leaders that are Democrats, not in Congress, but there are. And there are some that are good that are Republicans. But for the most part, they lack courage. They lack the ability to stand up for what's right. They lack the ability to think for themselves. They're lazy. They don't actually go through and do the research and say, I'm going to listen to what he said. They don't do that. Because Sasse done that, right? Had he done that, he would never have been able to, in good conscience, come on there. He became a patsy for the unified party in Congress. He became a patsy for the Democrats and the Republicans. Don't call them rhinos. They're traitors to the country. Because they literally can't think for themselves and they don't represent the people's interests. Because if they did, the 75% of the country, because Nancy Pelosi gets up there and lies, they're the minority. They're the mob rule. They don't represent it, but they hold the power in big tech and we've let them weaponize it against us.
Yeah.
Then he would never in good conscience be able to get up there and say those hideous things. But then people listen to that because, frankly, some people are stupid. Some people are sheep. Some people let themselves be controlled. This is just about truth, good and evil. That's it. It's Orwellian because we've let it be. Because I stand up and I get attacked every single day. I get attacked. They have an effort to come after me, right? I know what's next. Some loony leftist is going to come to my house. Great. Good luck to you. Right? I know what's next. But my problem is that this impeachment deal is nothing but an attack on the Constitution, and it's chaos. It's creating chaos so they can get away with all this stuff around us.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They want to attack you as an American. And then they want us to just sit back and take it? I won't take it. I will not take it. I don't care what you send at me. I won't take it. And by the way, I'm going to go from 2 guys protecting me to 5. Yeah, that's about to happen. Why? Because I have to. Because the left is afraid of my voice. They're afraid of Max's voice. They're afraid of the things that I'm doing. They're afraid of me. They're afraid of me. They're organizing against me. They're organizing against Dan Bongino, who's an absolute amazing individual. And it should, yeah. Share this. Why aren't you sharing it? Why aren't people sharing this? Why do we have 800 people or so that are on whatever Facebook? Why isn't everybody sharing it? Why aren't you sharing it? Are you afraid? And I'm okay if you're afraid. It's okay. I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean that it's tough. You have to get it out there to your friends. You have to actually talk about this. You have to still continue that path that they're trying to persecute you into not saying, not talking. That's what this is. It's persecution. It's leading to persecution, which is going to lead to people, frankly, being justified in their behaviors to try and kill people. And that's what the left wants. They're evil. These are evil, 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 evil people. Evil. Let's call it what it is. It's evil. It's an attack on our country. It's an attack on this constitutional republic. And it's an attack on the well-being and the welfare of every American.
So, Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is this face might look familiar. His name is Justin Amash. He used to be the congressman for Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. And he was the Republican last time around who left the Republican Party, became independent. He might even became libertarian. I don't really care what he became. He just left the Republican Party. And he voted with the Democrats for impeachment. He realized he wasn't going to win re-election, so he retired. He was replaced by this guy, Peter Meyer. And I'm told that's how you pronounce his name because he's related to the family that owns the Meyer chain of grocery stores in Michigan. So pretty well-off guy. He took over for a guy who had to retire because he supported impeachment. Joe, I'll give you 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count. What do you think Meyer is doing right now?
I turning on the people he represents?
Exactly. Mr. Producer, play cut 4.
You know, when it comes to impeachment, it's something we're strongly considering at this point. Again, you know, there are timelines and other considerations and additional information, you know, that I want to have before making that decision affirmatively. But again, I think what we saw on Wednesday, you know, left the president unfit for office.
He's literally doing what his predecessor did, committing political career suicide. Like he is in office right now because the guy who used to hold the seat committed career suicide by voting to impeach the president for non-existent crimes. And he's been in office, what, a week? And he's falling into the same trap. I mean, who on earth is advising this guy? But, I mean, it just goes to show that there are people in Congress who for whatever reason, believe that this is a winning issue for them. It's not, but they think it is. And it's going to be up to all of us to remind them and make sure they understand that this is not going to be a winning issue for them in any way, shape, or form. Mr. Producer, I want to play this. This is a clip from CNN of, I have it labeled as just CNN Unhinged, talking about impeachment. I mean, these people have lost their minds, but I'm not even going to editorialize it, Mr. Producer. Let's just go to cut 5.
About a solution.
Exactly. So we're not there yet. And I think what we have to remember is Trump is the spiritual, but I will also say operational leader of this domestic terrorism effort. He tells them where to go. He tells them what to do. He tells them why they're angry. And so we need to start at the top, like any counterterrorism effort, which is total isolation of the president of the United States.
This is
impeachment.
Nuts.
Yes. 25th Amendment. Yes. Deplatforming. Yes. All of the above. No money, no access to campaign funds, a complete isolation, because as the leader of a terrorist organization is viewed as a loser, as a not winner, it is harder for him to recruit. Look, he's going to have his radical elements. We will arrest them. We will isolate them.
Wow.
But what we have to make sure is that Donald Trump does not have a second act. I know I sound incredibly harsh right now calling the president this, but we are in the tactical response right now. Enough with the let's unity and stuff. This is a tactical effort right now to make sure that we protect American
Nazism.
Citizens and, of course, the next president of the United States.
This is Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, this is how scary this is. These people are saying that, hey, we know that we'll have resistance. We'll arrest them. We'll go arrest the people that resist them.
He's
You're talking
a spiritual
about
leader. The spiritual leader of domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
And this should be treated like a counterterrorism investigation.
This
and they should go after him like they go after Bin Laden or Zakawi, right? they just freeze his funds, cut him off. And yes, Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This happened today. Deutsche Bank cut off Trump. They've been with him since the 90s. Trump has been with Deutsche Bank since he was bankrupt. They took him on when he was bankrupt. And now they just cut ties with him, are canceling his accounts. His other banks are canceling their accounts. So he can't access money. They canceled the campaign Stripe account. They canceled everything. I mean, it's just they're depersoning him. And this is what we talked about yesterday. The libertarian argument of, oh, well, if you don't like it, go build your own social network. You can't apply it to go build your own international bank, right? It's just not feasible. What they're doing Correct. Is wrong. What they're doing is harmful. They're trying to kill Trump. I mean, with everything but the bullet. They're trying to kill him. They're trying to make him a pariah. I mean, Joaquin Castro introduced a bill that would make it a federal crime for the federal government to name anything after Trump, ever. He said it would make it illegal to even name a park bench after Trump.
I'm gonna name my house after President Trump. And let's call him who he is. Let's call him who he is. He is President Donald J. Trump. President. He is president. And let me explain something to you. Big tech is telling you what to think. They are more powerful than the government. If they can tell you what they think, they can censor it, and they can get on the media like this. And remember the tapes of Project Veritas actually did about CNN. They literally told everyone out there, CNN did, that, hey, we are the establishment for the loony left. We are.
Yeah.
They said that.
They did. They said it. It's incredible. It's incredible what they're doing. Just a brief aside, we are on DLive, as I mentioned. We have just received 765 lemons on DLive. I don't know what that means yet, but we have a bunch of lemons. I think it's their cryptocurrency. I think each lemon's like a cent. Yeah. Very appreciative. So if anyone wants to go give us lemons, the DLive link is the place to do it. We're going to figure out DLive. We just went live there today because we needed a third alternative in case Facebook or Twitter decide that today's the day. Facebook or YouTube decide that today's the day.
Yeah, but here's my thing. How do they take us down for telling what we're saying? We're not hateful. We're not creating rhetoric. We're talking about truth. We're putting stuff on that is truthful. So we're actually literally putting a video up that tells you that President Trump said peacefully. And then they say, oh, it's... Wait.
That's what I mean. They read between the lines.
Right. No, they are the ones that read. They create it. They create truth because they don't want to accept truth. And now they're basically saying that 75% of our country, right, you should attack them. You should attack them.
Yeah.
And they don't, I mean, I got to be honest, they have no idea how to take me. How do you take this guy? Can't call me a racist. Can't call me a bigot. Can't call me a homophobe.
They will.
How are you going to call me?
They don't care. It's not a they don't care about the definition, Joe. They don't care.
You think they're going to actually?
They'll call you every name.
Do you think they're going to go in and actually, as you get further over the target, it becomes more pronounced that you're over the target. And guys, listen. For everyone that's listening, I want you to understand something. Just really simply, I want you to understand this. Number one, I'm going to stay on the path that God put me on. Like, I don't have a job anymore. This is my job. Actually, I'm building an IPO. Right? Maybe it's not an IPO. Reggae. It's not really an IPO, right? But maybe it is. I guess reggae is an IPO. I'm thinking about Reg D and all that stuff, right? So I will have a job. I'm going to do that. And by the way, the thousands of you that have actually reached out, I'm sorry if I have not responded. I can't respond to everybody. I have read everyone, right? But I want you to know that I'm not going to be distracted by the white noise. I'm not going to be distracted by people attacking me. I'm going to continue to go down the path. And then, you know, the people that want to attack me in government that think they can do that, good luck. Good luck doing that. Right? And because behind me are 75 million other people, and other people will actually walk up behind me. They will. So if you want to arrest me because I stand up for American people, because you want to live in Nazi Germany, all right. The thing that we need to understand as people is that we have to keep our wits about us. We have to talk truth, but we have to keep our wits about us. They're expecting us to do what they did for 9 months. Burn things down, kill police officers, hurt people in their community, go to a godless environment, right? Attack them. They're terrorists. Antifa, does not mean anti-fascist. It means they are fascist. And guys, everything that they've said, they've done. Every said thing that they've said that they're against, they're for. That's not me. That's action. That's their action. And then if you find truth and you actually were able to uncover that truth, especially related to what happened on the Capitol, right? They suppress it. They suppress truth. I have seen all of the truth when I was in D.C. for a week. I've seen all of it. It's scary. It's really scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary to think that the media, tech companies, and bad actors, I'm not going to say anything more about it, were able to do what they've been able to do over the last 7 weeks. It's unbelievably scary. It's evil. It is the devil's work. It is not of God. And these people don't even believe in God.
And this is what really gets me. The amount of pearl clutching that we've seen from the left. Oh no, how dare you be riled up? I mean, we posted this on our Facebook page. Mr. Brewster, put up my screen. This is just so spot on. The left a few months ago, guy literally wanted to burn the whole thing down. And then the left now, King Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Oh no. It's so phony. And yes, what happened to Officer Sicknick in D.C. was terrible. Anytime anyone loses their life, it's terrible, right? But I guarantee you, the leftists who are propping him up have no idea who David Dorn is. I guarantee it that they have no idea who David Dorn is, who any of the cops are who were killed or injured during the Black Lives Matter protests over the summer. I guarantee it, right? Because they don't actually care about issues. They care about what they can use to further their own agenda.
135 what? People killed in protests across the United States during those protests. That's a real number. 135 people.
I'm sure it is.
19 police officers were murdered. 19 police officers were murdered by BLM and Antifa. 19. Say their name.
Yeah.
Say their name. They
remember that when David Dorn's widow was on the RNC during the summer, the Republican National Convention, there were channels that didn't show it. Right? So, I mean, if you're going to denounce violence, we've denounced violence the whole time. If it's violent, it shouldn't be, right? Peaceful protest. But all this, oh my goodness, pearl clutching, it's got to stop. And taking the pearl clutching to the extent of now we're going to deplatform everyone and they're just no longer going to be people. Like, oh, you're not allowed to do. I talked about this yesterday. My friend who sells things on Facebook, that's how he's been able to earn a living during the pandemic. Not allowed to go to work in his brick and mortar location, so he's turned to Facebook. He's banned from Facebook for having a political opinion. He no longer has an income. He has to figure out how to do it. You keep doing this, don't act surprised when you drive people to a point where they feel like they have nothing left to lose. This morning, President Trump gave a statement as he was getting ready to fly to Texas. I want to play that in its entirety. Let's go ahead and play cut six.
So we're going to Texas. We're going to the southern border. As you know, we've completed the wall. They may want to expand it. We have the expansion underway. It's been tremendously successful, far beyond what anyone thought. We're stopping in large numbers the drugs coming into the country for many, many years and decades. We're stopping a lot of illegal immigration. Our numbers have been very good. There does seem to be a surge now because people are coming up. Some caravans are starting to form because they think there's going to be a lot in it for them if they're able to get through, but we're able to stop it. The wall has made a tremendous difference. I think some of you are coming with me, but the wall has made a tremendous difference on the southern border. As far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence. And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
So again, just in case there was any doubt, he doesn't want violence. But even still, there are leftists claiming that what he said there was secretly a dog whistle for his white supremacist pals, or what? I don't even know what they say anymore, because it never made sense 4 years ago when they started. It still doesn't make sense now that this billionaire from New York is secretly some backwoods KKK leader. It's just the stupidest conspiracy theory ever. But I mean, Joe, what do you think about it? That obviously he's going to do this week. He's going to go and promote the accomplishments of his administration starting today with the border wall. But what do you think that they're still trying to pin this on him and trying to get him to, I guess they think they'll secretly get him to admit that, yeah, it was my plan all along to cause an insurrection. Why do you think that they're pushing this?
Because they can't, because they're afraid of us as Americans. This was their big time. This is their year. This is what the culmination of everything they built on came up to this. They're not even denying socialism and Marxism anymore. They're not denying it. They're talking openly about it. They're talking openly about it. So, I mean, that's the problem that I have, is right now we are facing an enormous amount of pushback right now because we're winning. And people, I want you to understand something. We're arm wrestling. See this arm wrestling? You get an arm wrestle. It's the fact that I know the fight is hard. I know it's hard to arm wrestle into this, but we have to continue the fight. God is in our corner. But if we lose faith, or we lose the ability to have action, then we find ourselves in a very, very, very bad place, right? Because at that point, we will have given in to evil. And as the Bible states, we can't allow that to happen. We are in a very, 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 very pronounced time in our history. But I don't want to say that, hey, we got to stand on a hill and we got to charge the hill. We don't have to do any of that. Now, with that said, Max, I want to say this. There is a post going around right now that says that there's going to be armed protests on the Capitol in D.C. and in 50 other states' capitals. No.
Don't
go to it. We can never support that. We can never support that. Number one, in the nation's capital, it's illegal to carry a weapon.
Yes.
Right? So don't do it. Number two, it serves no purpose, except for the left to be able to antagonize things and do things. So don't do it. Stop focusing on stuff that's over here, the small cons that they're trying to push us to. Stop it. Stop. And concentrate on the things that we know are true. Concentrate on building a plan. Concentrate on playing offense. Concentrate on being courageous. Concentrate on the things that we need to be doing as a society, the 75, and I bet you it's more, but I know it's 75%, concentrate on the things that are going to help us restore common sense in our community, truth in our community.
Yeah.
Right? God in our community. Education that matters into our community. Strength of the people around you in our community. The representative voice of people in our community. That is what you need to concentrate on. Right? Building
so
stuff.
We're not going to show the flyer, but I've just blurred it really quickly using internet magic. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is the blurred version of the poster. We can't show it because we don't want anyone to accuse us of trying to get people to go to it. But just look at how it's designed. That is a communist design, right?
Yeah.
The red, the yellow stars. It is quite obvious that poster was designed by someone who has Marxist feelings, right? It's obvious. It's a take on a Marxist. Whenever you put the Statue of Liberty in red and put some yellow stars on top of it, it's obvious what your intention is. So no, do not go to that protest. Whatever you do, do not go to that protest. If you're going to protest, protest. But do not show up armed to a protest because you see a communist-styled poster. I mean, that is obviously a trap. Obviously a trap. So we do have a caller on the line. We have Karen. She wants to know what she and other Republicans can do to help Trump. Karen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So
you're on.
You're on. What's your question? Was that basically the question in a nutshell? Go ahead, phrase it how you want it.
Well, the Democrats are so loud in everything and all of their, well, frankly, their lies. What can we as Republicans do to support our president?
Well, I think that I'm going to take a stab at this. So the first thing, do you believe in God, Karen?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell every listener right now to do is pray. right? The number one. See, that's something you can do to give yourself peace, right? And to maintain your faith and commitment to what our community, what our country represents. That's number one.
Yeah, for sure.
And number two is you have to have a voice, right? You have to be willing to use that voice. Now, I didn't say yell and scream at people. Let them be, let them do that, right? There's strength in not speaking to the point where you have to scream and yell at people. You don't have to scream and yell at people. Let them be that. Let them represent evil, right? It doesn't mean that you're not strong, right?
Right.
But have a voice and of reason. And we have to have a unified message as people, right? Now, supporting President Trump is going to become more and more difficult over the next 10 days. But after that, it's not going to become difficult. We are planning. There are lots of people that I'm on calls with right now. We're planning. We are planning for what the future shows we represent as a country, right? And we're going to plan out the next year, 3 years, 5 years, right? What does the election look like 4 years from now? What does it look like 2 years from now? And then you have, to be willing to sacrifice towards that. You have to sacrifice your time or you have to sacrifice money, right? Because unfortunately, getting people to be able to do all this stuff takes money, right? So there's a lot of different things that we're organizing. And by the way, if you start with prayer, a lot of things will come to you. I'm going to tell you, I believe that as you pray, God will put it on your heart what you need to do. He led me down a path that, Karen, I didn't want to go down. You want the truth?
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing this.
Right. I understand that totally.
Yeah. So, but for such a time as this, and I feel like every day I would wake up before I started doing it, God would wake me up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, the 3 days in between or leading up to talking about Eric Coomer. He'd wake me up at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You have to do this. You have to do this. And I kept saying to myself, this must be the devil telling me to do this. He would never want me to step out of all the things that I'm doing in my company. I mean, look at what I've done over 8 years. It's been great. And I've been able to mentor young men, and I sit on boards that are left-leaning, and I influence those, and I give back to my community. He would never want me to do that, right? And then the more prayer and the more people came into my life, they kept leading me down that same path. And they said, listen, character is what God will judge you by. Reputation is what men can screw up. And so knowing that and knowing what, if you start with prayer, that will lead you to a place where you will be able to have peace in your life and conversations and have courage. I truly believe that.
Right.
And other things you can do is, we showed this a couple of days ago, Lindsey Graham in the airport being not accosted, but verbally accosted. Do not support any of the Republicans who in these final 2 weeks decided that they were going to turn their back on the president, stab him in the back to save their own political hide. Do not. And that's why we're going to continue to name names, just like we did with Rep. Meyer in Michigan. We're going to make sure that we put them front and center, not to wish violence on them, just to make sure that everyone knows that if you're in Congress and you think you're going to do this, you're not going to get away with it. You're not going to be able to stab the president in the back on the way out the door and then in a couple months turn around and say, I'm a great conservative. Donate to me. I mean, we saw that in the lead up to the Electoral College Challenge. People fundraised on it, promised it, cashed the checks, took the credit card numbers, and then when it actually came time to do it, they withdrew from the petitions. We have to hit them where it hurts, and unfortunately, that is also at the ballot box. We need to make sure that conservatives win in primaries and do not donate a cent to these people. Only donate to the good ones.
And we're building organizations too, Karen. So FEC United is going to go across the country. We've got great support on that. We are going to do an IPO. I mean, it's going to be
excellent.
A Reg A.
Thank you.
So we're going to do that, and we're going to start M&A opportunities. We're collecting a group of people, and we're going to lead by faith. We're going to tell everyone up front, this IPO is run by a lot of Christians. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
And also been lots of rumors going on about things that are happening in the background that the news media absolutely will not touch.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course they will. Because they are the balance of power.
Yeah.
They are the balance of power. They literally are more powerful than the government because the DOJ should have stepped in and said, this is a RICO Act violation, and they should have issued they should have issued that immediately. That shouldn't take them no time at all. You guys cannot do this. This is illegal, right? This goes against the Constitution. It goes against every, I mean, literally, that's why the RICO Act is in place, so they can't do what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they're getting away with it. When the ACLU that leans left comes in and goes, holy crap, they're out of control. They literally are so thirsty for power that they forgot what the government has forgot what they represent. They forgot. Mm-hmm. And we're in that place right now where it's super dangerous. It's super dangerous for everyone. People don't realize how dangerous this is to the loony left, the 10%. We're talking about 10% that is literally marginalizing the 80% right. or 90% in the middle, right? And I'd say 80% because you do have far right people, which frankly, we should run away from them too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should run away from both sides, but they are marginalizing the 80%. We should be afraid of that when they have that much power because they have that much money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One final word, Karen, before we let you go.
You know, I just really appreciate what you guys are doing and speaking for us, because so far I haven't disagreed with anything you guys have said. So I also appreciate you guys being a loud voice for God and allowing God to have a place on the media and in the world. So thank you guys, and I pray for you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Karen. Really do appreciate it. As we wind down the first hour, letting everyone know, we are going live a second hour. Joe might have to dip out for meetings, but we are going to go live a second hour talking about the legal and constitutional arguments behind impeachment. Hint, there are none. But before we go, I want to pick Joe's brain and see what he thinks of this. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is a new tweet out from Twitter's public policy account. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the hashtag open internet.
I have lots of friends in Uganda. I am literally going to reach out to them in the government, and I'm going to find out what election systems they use. So that's
well,
on my list.
No, but what do you think of Twitter? It's the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah.
They ban Trump. And then the minute someone stops them from reaching people, they claim that it's a violation of basic human rights.
But every country is banding together with this. And that's the voice that we need to understand. But I just had a text message that came through. And frankly, I want to talk to it really quickly. And I'm going to read it. And it's from Rich. So nobody knows who Rich is, right? He said, it feels like it's easy to become this way now because it seems like nothing we do matters. But we must not give up. We must fight for freedom. Right. And the reality of it is that that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the basic opportunities that we have as Americans. Right. And I have trouble trying to figure out how the left can attack me. I've given more of my personal wealth to help impoverished people and people that are disadvantaged than most people could give in their entire lifetime. I've given in a year time.
Know, but what do you think? What do you think of Twitter's hypocrisy? What do you think of the hypocrisy?
I think Twitter represents the evil of our society. I think, frankly, I'm not on Twitter, and I feel better for it. I was getting off Facebook, and then I'm like, okay, I have a large following on Facebook, so I'm just going to put messages out, videos out that can be press releases. So every single day on my Facebook page, just so everybody knows, on my Facebook page, I'm going to put out a video that's going to talk about how I feel that day about what, the things that my experiences that day. It's going to be a press release every day. And every day they're going to try and figure out how do I take this the wrong way? So I'll have another one that I'll do, a live video that I'll do probably in the next couple hours. I can't get on Parler, which is the place that I love hanging out, right? I love Parler. I love MeWe. I love Gab. I'm just trying to get to know Gab, like right now. So you can actually follow Max and I on Gab and on MeWe.
I'm not on Gab.
Oh, I am. So it's at Joe Altman on Gab. So if you're on Gab, great. Just connect with me there, right? Just at Joe Altman, all one word. So the thing is that I'm gonna start doing it every day, so they can actually go out and say, oh, he supported someone on the board of one of the companies I represent. And I met with the executive director yesterday, Max. And this just shows you that they fear me, right? That they're spending a lot of time on Joe Altman. They're spending a lot. The left is spending a lot of time on me, right? Actually wrote down that I supported the violence that happened at the Capitol. Wrote it down.
Yeah.
And it was sent to me. And I was like, okay, well, so I just picked up the phone, called our lawyer. And I was like, hello? Yeah, so we have a problem now. We have this person, right, who I know a lot about, who now has defamed me, openly defamed me in a letter and said something that is absolutely not true, right? Absolutely not true. And then used fake allegations to say that I would support something like that, because I would never support violence never support violence, and I certainly wouldn't support insurrection on the Capitol. I wouldn't support it.
Well, so you're going to have your press releases. Yesterday was 19 minutes long. I didn't stick around and watch it live, but I went back and watched it later. We also saw this. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. The other end, not a 19-minute press conference, but a one-word press conference. This came from Congressman Scott Perry. Perry's statement answering calls for his resignation, and his press release is just one word, no, period.
They did, the left is doing this all over the country, by the way. They're doing this. They did it for to Lauren Boebert, that, basically trying to say as a group that we're going to – this is what the mob does. This is a mob mentality, right? And they're trying to seize the moment. They are trying to seize the moment and say, oh, we can attack Christians. We can attack conservatives. By the way, they're going to attack you next.
Yeah.
Liberals, they're going to come after you next.
Got to cut you off because we have a hard break now that we're going 2 hours. Okay. I want to get your opinion on this before you hop off to your meetings. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is Congressman David Trone. These are real tweets. This is what he looked like during the lockdown on Capitol Hill. Apparently, that is the kind of gas mask that they give people. Why he would take pictures and think that that's a cool way to look, I have no clue. But it reminded me of a couple other things. Mr. Producer, put up image number one. Reminded me of this. Come on, Mr. Producer. You can
Come on, Josh, let's go.
Reminded me of that. Evil. Very evil. Take down my screen so that we're not cut off at the head. Reminded me of Dr. Evil. Put up image number two. This is Representative Trone photoshopped into E.T. He would have fit there. And then let's go to image number three. It really does look like he's straight out of Star Trek. Pretty incredible. But that was a real tweet. He's proud that that's how he was running around the Capitol. Final thought, Joe, 1 minute before we're cutting to the next hour.
And we're cutting to the next hour, guys. And so we cut it up also on Apple Podcasts. So you can actually just pick up each hour. Right. We'd love it if you do that. My final thought is this. God is at the wheel. I will always talk about the fact that God is at the wheel. I will not apologize for being a Christian. I will not apologize for being a conservative. And I will not apologize for fighting for you. So I'll see you on the next hour.
So we're going to take a real quick break, get hydrated, but we'll be right back on the other side of this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.